Well, just when Spartan fans thought the excitement of beating in-state rival Michigan couldn't be topped, along comes what's shaping up to be the match of the season. Number 4 MSU hosts number 1 Indiana tonight at the Breslin Center, and dominance of the Big Ten hangs in the balance. MSU's victory over Michigan last week was due in part to a rocking home crowd. Some said it was the loudest they'd heard the Breslin Center in a long time, and the place should be roaring again tonight, thanks in large part to the student frenzy that is the Izzone. And current state's Kevin Lavery checks out what gives MSU such a home court advantage.
Maybe it was the big asteroid that narrowly missed the Earth last Friday, or perhaps the smaller one that almost pulverized Russia just hours before. The world of college hoops is witnessing a cosmic alignment as two bright shooting stars will blaze through East Lansing tonight to fight for sole dominance of the Big Ten. Michigan State University and Indiana. Each team is 11-2. The Associated Press ranks the Hoosiers number 1, with the Spartans eyeing the prize at number 4. And just like Halley's Comet, tonight's matchup is a rarity. It will be the first time two teams ranked in the top 5 will have ever played at the Breslin Center. As MSU head coach Tom Izzo says, it doesn't get any bigger than this. Izzo locking strategic wits with his former assistant Tom Crean. MSU still soaring after a stunning 75-52 victory over archenemy Michigan, which itself had once occupied first place this season. And the icing on the cake? Magic Johnson is coming home to commentate his first ever college game. For Tom Izzo, it's all hands on deck.
We will need everything we can do, plus the crowd that has been so incredible this year, to be at its best. And maybe we can sneak Magic into a uniform if things don't go perfectly well. So it'll, looking forward to it, excited about it. I think our players are. And this is what college basketball, to me, is all about.
Rebound.
The crowd, Izzo mentioned, is what's famously known around East Lansing as the Izzone. It's the thronging mass of student fans, at its peak 3,000 strong, that girds the Spartans on to nearly the greatness of their ancient warrior namesakes.
Michigan State 75, Michigan 52.
Forward Adrian Payne is ready for the excitement.
The bread's going to be crazy. Everybody know that it's going to be a big game, and it's just that much bigger than, you know, the Michigan game. The fans are going to be crazy. And, you know, it's just the environment going to be, you know, off the chain.
Usually, just before a Spartan game, the student directors who lead the Izzone send out an email reminder to its faithful ranks. But somehow, co-directors Brandon Hines and Corey Prusch don't think that will be necessary this time.
Especially last week and this week for these two games, there's just sort of been this buzz around campus, and everyone's talking about it. Oh, I can't wait for the Michigan game or the Indiana game. And you can tell the students are excited around here.
I get the impression that being in the Izzone is also about ambassadorship in some way, about presenting a positive image. What's behind that idea, Corey?
Well, we like to think of the Izzone as a classy student section. Tom Izzo has always made that an important fact. We don't want the cursing. We don't want the negativity towards the opposing team. We try to keep that to a minimum. We hire section leaders every year. So this year we have 15 section leaders. So they kind of help. They sit in, you know, the front row of the games. And so if, you know, kids are cursing or chanting inappropriate things, they kind of are there to tell them to keep it down, or, you know, kind of to warn them that that's not what we do. Being in the Izzone, we try to be classy, we try to be positive and keep a good image.
How do you do that? How do you be respectful and sportsmanlike, yet at the same time you're out there trying to nag the other team a little bit?
It's a real fine line between creating that hostile environment but still not crossing the line and going overboard saying things you shouldn't say. I think a lot of it is just students just learn from the moment they come into the Izzone that the Izzone is a nationally recognized student section. It's always considered one of the best student sections in college basketball. And I think people really take pride in that, and they want to create the most hostile environment, get as rowdy as possible in there without giving the Izzone a bad rep. So
controlled chaos.
Exactly. Controlled chaos, I think, is a great term for it.
Corey, any favorite moments that you can remember from being in the Iz Zone?
Oh, man, I've been in the Iz Zone. I'm a senior now. I've been in there every year. But I think this season has just been amazing. You know, last season we had a big rough patch with the Iz Zone, and this year it's been so fun. I've been, you know, behind the home bench for every game, and just we actually just had some alumni come sit with us in the front row against Michigan. So that was a lot of fun. We had like Austin Thornton and Ayani come out, and Kevin Torbert from it was amazing. I think that was probably one of my favoriteest moments in the Iz Zone for sure.
Have you met Magic, guys?
I have not personally, not through the Iz Zone.
He's going to be actually doing color commentary. The first time in his career, he has given commentary during a college game. Any thoughts on that?
I want to go find him. I just want a picture with him. I mean, if you're an Iz Zone fan, if you're an MSU alumni, you know, basketball fan, like Magic is the guy. So I hope we can at least meet him one time before I'm out of here.
Corey Prusch and Brandon Hines are co-directors of the Iz Zone at Michigan State University, and they will be cheering on the Spartans when they take on Indiana University tonight. Thanks, Brandon.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Corey.
Thank you, Kevin.
For Current State, I'm Kevin Mobley.